Something on television. While getting dressed to meet Jeanette for a new British musical that opened on Broadway last week, and then dinner at Progress, the new Malcolm Forbes restaurant on the Upper East Side, I watch a tape of this morning's Patty Winter show, which is split into two parts. The first section is a feature on the lead singer of the rock band Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose, whom Patty quoted as telling an interviewer, "When I get stressed, I get violent and take it out on myself. I've pulled razor blades on myself, but then realized that having a scar is more detrimental than not having a stereo. I'd rather kick my stereo in than go punch somebody in the face. When I get mad or upset or emotional, sometimes I'll walk over and play my piano." Part two consists of Patty reading letters that Ted Bundy, the mass murderer, had written to his fiancée during one of his many trials. "Dear Carol," she reads, while an unfairly bloated headshot of Bundy just weeks away from execution flashes across the screen, "please do not sit in the same row in court with Janet. When I look over toward you, there she sits, contemplating me with her mad eyes, like a deranged seagull studying a clam. I can feel her spreading hot sauce on me already." I wait for something to happen. I sit in my bedroom for close to an hour. Nothing does. I get up, do the rest of the coke, a minuscule amount, that's in my closet left over from a late Saturday at MK or O-Bar. Stop at Orso for a drink before meeting Jeanette, who I called earlier, mentioning that I had two tickets to this particular musical, and she didn't say anything except, "I'll go." And I told her to meet me in front of the theater at 7:50, and she hung up. I tell myself while I'm sitting alone at the bar in Orso that I was going to call one of the numbers that flashed on the bottom of the screen, but then I realize that I didn't know what to say, and I remember 10 of the words Patty read. "I can feel her spreading hot sauce on me already." I remember these words again for some reason, while Jeanette and I are sitting in Progress after the musical, and it's late. The restaurant is crowded. We order something called Eagle Carpaccio, mesquite grilled mahi-mahi, endive with chèvre, and chocolate-covered almonds, this weird kind of gazpacho with raw chicken in it, dry beer. Right now, there really is nothing edible on my plate. What there is tastes like plaster. Jeanette is wearing a wool smoking jacket, a silk chiffon shawl with one sleeve, wool tuxedo pants, all Armani, antique gold and diamond earrings, stockings from Givenchy, gross-grain flats. She keeps sighing and threatens to light a cigarette, even though we're seated in the non-smoking section of the restaurant. Jeanette's behavior deeply unsettles me, causes black thoughts to form and expand in my head. She's been drinking champagne Kirs, but has already had too many, and when she orders her sixth, I suggest that maybe she's had enough. She looks at me and says, "I am cold and thirsty, and I will order what I fucking want." I say, "Then have an Evian or San Pellegrino, for Christ's sakes."